Joining me on the phone now, Kevin Grasha, writer with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good, Cheryl. Thanks.
You're very generous with your time to come on tonight. I knew that this would be the story folks would be talking about in the next day or so. It's a story that broke this afternoon on the paper that you wrote about. An MSU student facing charges that he killed 10 dogs and nearly killed another one. I know this story is just brand new today, but tell us what you know at this point.
Yeah, he's actually a 24-year-old osteopathic medicine student with the College of Osteopathic Medicine, and he right now is charged with killing 10 Italian greyhounds, some or all of them at his Okemos apartment, not much is known. Prosecutors wouldn't say how he killed them or you know what they believe happened. It's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds in the next few weeks. But they're all 4-year felonies, but they would never run together. So he faces up to four years in prison on the charges.
Well, you've been covering these, the crime beat is as it were for a long time. This one is just strange at this point. Yeah, we don't know a lot yet, but gosh, this is odd.
It really is, and usually when I'm writing about animal abuse or animal killing cases, it's a dog fighting kind of situation, but. Clearly, that's not what this is. It just remains to be seen exactly what he was doing with these dogs,
which
he owned.
Oh, that was my next question.
Yeah.
So these were dogs that were his pets, or apparently something.
Or he was importing them, or whatever he was doing, but they were his dogs, technically at least.
And do we know where he comes from at all? Again, and I may be asking you more than you know at this point. This is such a new story. He's here at MSU going to school and has an apartment in Okemos. Do we know if he's from this area?
I don't believe so. I do know that he's listed as a second-year College of Osteopathic Medicine student. And it appears that he's previously lived in Arizona, but I don't know if that's where he's originally from.
Now, what happens at this point? Is he's currently in jail?
Yeah, he's being held on a $100,000 bond, which his attorney thinks is excessive. And he actually could apparently face charges in East Lansing, similar charges in East Lansing. Those have not been officially filed yet, however.
His attorney is George Zoulakis, who is, of course, a well-known Okemos attorney. And he had said, even by your reporting this afternoon early, that he hadn't even seen the reports yet and couldn't comment, of course, at this point.
Correct. And the most he would talk to me about was he was a little upset that prosecutors initially actually had asked for a $500,000 bond. That got reduced to $100,000. Which Zoulakis thought was excessive because, in his mind, this is a case of allegations against animals, and not necessarily as serious as allegations against humans.
When is it alleged that these killings occurred?
The ones that were filed today in 55th District Court happened sometime between October and June. The ones in East Lansing, I believe, predate that by a few months.
So we're just beginning to peel back the layers of this story.
Correct. And I'm sorry, October of 2010.
Okay. And June of this year?
Correct, yep.
And we don't know, it might be the same kind of thing in East Lansing, similar charges.
Yes, I'm assuming it's going to be some kind of animals killing or torture or neglect case.
Well, and again, Kevin, you're always so generous with your time. And like I said, when I saw the headline on the LSJ website, on LSJ.com website, I thought, you know what, this is the story people are going to be talking about and trying to figure out. So you're generous to come on and tell us the very early stages of your reporting on this. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We'll talk.